वासां प्राप्तो जस्य प्रतितिकृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। First of all, I offer my spiritual master, and then today is the most auspicious day that comes in the life of a disciple or a devotee. That is Guru Puja. The another name of Guru Puja is also called Vyasa Puja. So I would like to illuminate what does it mean by Guru and Vyasa, and why do this Vyasa Puja and Guru Puja. Literally, Vyas means diameter. You know, diameter, we say, on the circumference of a circle, when you join the two farthest point, the joining line is called diameter. So what are these two points? One point is that spiritual world, Golok Vrindavan, and one point is this material world. These two are the farthest points. We can go anywhere in this world, at least mentally. We can go to different stars, different planets. But in Brahma Samhita it has been said that Golok Vrindavan is inconceivable. You cannot reach there even by minds. So these are the two farthest points. The person who joins these two points, like we are in this material world, and who transfers us from this material world to that spiritual world, Golok Vrindavan, is Vyas. The person who performs the activities of Vyas is also called Vyas. In general term, we say it Guru. What does it mean by Guru? Gu means darkness, and Ru to destroy, to dispel. So the person who destroys the darkness that is in our heart, that is the forgetfulness towards Krishna, is Guru. Another meaning we derive is, you must know about gravitational force. So gravity is called Gurutva, and the person who has that gravity, that means power to attract somebody, is called a Guru. So we see all the pure devotees who come to this material world has that power. He can attract the fallen souls and engage them in the loving service of Krishna. So these are the literal meanings of Guru and Vyas. So what is the necessity to accept a Guru, to accept a Vyas? Yes, in Srimad Bhagavatam it has been told that Nirdeh Matram Sulabham Sudurlabham Plavam Sukalpam Guru Karnadharam. When a jiva understands, at least on philosophical level, that no, we are not this material body, we are the eternal souls, and we have some other engagements. What are our engagements? When he knows it, then he tries to achieve that. So Srimad Bhagavatam says that can be achieved only in this human life. Nirdeha matram, only in this human form, and that too is not very easily accessible, very easily achievable. That is sudurlabham. That is rarely achieved. After visiting through so many species, we come to this human life, and in this life we get a chance. So what should we do? Says immediately you should accept a Guru. Who is Guru? The Guru is person who can drive you through this ocean like a boatman drives the boat, and you will be the passenger in that boat. So this is the function of a Guru. And each of the human being, I mean the animals, they don't have that consciousness to think about this, but the human beings, we have this consciousness, we know it, and knowing it, we must have a Guru. So now what does a Guru do? Raghunath Das Goswami, as you all know, when came from Jagannath Puri after the departure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was thinking of suicide. But Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami forbade him not to do so. Then Raghunath Das Goswami praying Sanatan Goswami, he wrote in Bilap Pushpanjali. What does he write? It was slow. Vairagya yuga bhakti rasam pryatane apajayan maam abhipsip apajayan maam abhipsumandham kripam buddhiryah paradukh dukhi sanatanam tam prabhumashrayami. He is praying, I was not willing to stay in this material world anymore. I was not willing to do bhajan. But this is Sanatan Goswami who forced me to stay in this world and gave this Vairagya Yug. That means Yukta Vairagya. Similarly, he is saying that so that Sanatan Goswami, he is Paradukha Dukhi. He really knows who is a dukhi person, who is a sad person in this material world, and he really tries to make them happy. So I was a dukhi person, I was not happy, but Sanatan Goswami made me happy. So I bow down unto the lotus feet of Sanatan Goswami. We all see, we are also very sad person. We don't want to do bhajan, but Gurudev mercifully, acting as a representative of Sanatan Goswami, forcibly giving nectar and harikatha into our eyes, engaging us in the service, not accepting any offenses that we do, is acting like a Sanatan Goswami, really. So this is the work of a guru. Sanatan Goswami gave that sambandh gyan. I mean, we consider him as the person who gives sambandh gyan. So this too is a work of guru, to give that sambandh gyan. But who possesses that quality of a guru? As Rupa Goswami wrote in his Upadeshamrit, Vajo vegam manso vegam manso krodha vegam jiva vegam udrupastha vegam etan vegan jo visahita dhira sarvam api mang prithvings shishyat. This is the general definition of a guru. But here nothing has been discussed about the internal mood of a guru. These are totally external. As we are hearing for many days, Savade Parecha Nishnatam Brahman Yupshamasritam. In this two also, two are external, one is internal. In our line, we know that Guru has a better qualification than these verses describe it. But regarding choosing a guru, we all say Savade Parech, Savade Nishnatam. Savade means he should be thorough in all the Vedic scriptures. But sometimes we see that it's not like that. Externally at least, I would like to give an example that Prabhupada Sril Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, we all know his Diksha Guru is Gorkishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Externally, he was not a good he was not so well versed in scriptures, as Maharaj was showing today morning also. Why did Prabhupada approach him? And what kind of nishtha, that deep attachment was with Gorkishore Das Babaji Maharaj? The conditioned soul cannot understand a person who is really a Mahabhagavat. But Prabhupada himself, he was a Mahabhagavat. He knew Gorkishore Das Babaji Maharaj. We don't develop that attachment to our guru. In Hindi or Sanskrit, we say it mamta. Mamta is the very condensed form of deep attachment. So when he approached Gorkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Babaji Maharaj was reluctant. He did not accept him. He said, okay, I'll see. I will ask Mahaprabhu whether he wants me to accept somebody as a disciple or not. So Prabhupada repeatedly approached him, and repeatedly Gorkishore Das Babaji Maharaj was refusing him. No, I did not ask. Saying something, he was, okay. He said something, sometimes I forgot, something like that. Then Prabhupada made a vow that Ramanuj Swami, he approached 17 times to a person, a guru who was teaching him just out of five branches, only branch that Yamanacharya left with him. He approached 17 times. So I will die if Gorkhisdas Babaji Maharaj will not accept me as his disciple. So this shows the nishtha. Even before we say on superficial platform, we receive external things, but we are not really attached to the Guru. If we really want to progress in this devotional service, we want to achieve that service of Radha and Krishna, we should have that deep attachment to Guru. He was not initiated, but in the heart he accepted him as a Guru. Just like we say in India, chaste wife. Chaste wife, Maharaj always says, means if she makes somebody husband in her heart, like Rukmini made Krishna as her husband in her heart. So Krishna was her husband. So similarly, if we accept somebody as Guru in our heart, that is real initiation, like Prabhupada did. Then what happened? Gorkhisdas Babaji Maharaj was reluctant to accept him as a disciple, and he took a vow that I will leave my life, I won't live anymore if he doesn't accept me. He left everything, eating, drinking, everything. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur approached Gorkhisdas Babaji Maharaj. Babaji Maharaj, what are you doing? If you don't accept him, he won't live anymore. Then Babaji Maharaj accepted him as a disciple. So externally we see Gorkhisdas Babaji Maharaj, he was not a very well-known scholar at that time. But we say he was a Mahabhagavat Paramahans. So generally in for our case, it's not possible that we can judge somebody unless we are also equally on that platform. But what does I mean to say that we should have that kind of nishtha that Prabhupada showed towards Gorkhisdas Babaji Maharaj. And later on, when he became Acharya, then he describes, these disciples are not my disciples. These are the manifestations of my Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj manifested himself in front of me just to take service from me. These are not my disciples. This is the vision of a Guru that Gurudev was saying today morning also. He never said any disciple, you are my disciple. He accepted them as the manifestation of his Gurudev. So this too is a symptom of Acharya. He engages everybody in the service of Krishna, but never thinks the disciples as his servant. When you go to accept somebody as our spiritual master, we should be very careful regarding these things. When he explains the glories of Gorkhisdas Babaji Maharaj, he becomes so emotionless. He says, when I approached my Guru Maharaj, he refused me. Why? That time I was the greatest scholar in that whole country. He said me, I am not qualified enough. That means Babaji Maharaj is showing his humbleness. I am not qualified enough to accept a person like you as my disciple. You are such a great scholar. Then he said, that time I really understood that I am the greatest fallen soul in this whole world. Because the person to whom I accepted as my spiritual master is not accepting as me as a disciple. So I am the greatest fallen soul in this material world. So he goes on glorifying his Gurudev. When we read those things, we also become emotionless and try to catch the mood of Prabhupada that he had for his Gurudev. Once he said, my Gurudev, he always used to speak himself as Gaurdas. But we know he is the manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu. If somebody says, even by chance, that your Gurudev is not the manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu, then I don't want to see the face of that person even in the dream. This kind of nishtha we need if we really want to progress in the bhajan. Then we... So Maharaj says, you stop here. I stop here. Manjakal Bhattalva Sikri Vahasandeva Chapatanam. So on this day, I had to say many things. I had many questions.
I'm so happy to hear all these things. I wanted to also listen very bona fide and qualified devotee like
Govinda Bhakta.
Govinda Bhakta.
Maharaj.
These are Padmam Nam Maharaj. But now time is over and all are in hurry to go to their abodes. Also, I wanted to tell something about Guru Tattva. I think that we will meet tomorrow in the same time when we at about 5. And again, so good discussions will go on. And then I may begin Chaitanya Charitamrita also on Arpiti Charimuchira. So, also Brahmacharis and Govinda Bhakta Prabhu Maharaj, they will also speak something. I want to hear. And if anyone wants more, I'll be happy to hear them. So, I want to tell only this thing. There were so many bona fide guru in Satyayug. There were so many exalted gurus in Tretayug, like Vasishtha, like so many. In Dwaparyug, Kavi, Havi, Antariksha, Pippalayan, Prabuddha, and also big learned, Narada and all others. But I think that we are more fortunate than them. That we are coming in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna and Radha conjugal form Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The gurus in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are more superior. That I told the gurus in Treta, Satyayug, Treta and Dwaparayug. They are not given Krishna Prem. They have given Mukti. No important. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, Mukti is very bad. All these gurus, Aruni, what you heard, so many, we have heard the name of the gurus. What Dronacharya gave to Arjun? Any Krishna Prem or what he gave? Nothing. Also Krishna went to
Sandipani.
What he gave to Krishna? I know that Krishna gave him so much thing. Really, Krishna was guru and he was disciple. I think that he was not qualified to be the disciple of Krishna. I think gopis are disciple of Krishna and Krishna is disciple of
gopis.
So we are come in this line and we are so much fortunate than all in past days. Our gurus, from Rup Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Rup Damodar, Rai Ramananda, Rup Goswami, Sad Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Shamananda Prabhu, Srinivasa Acharya, Vishwanath Jagvati Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vedansa, Swami Maharaj and our Guru, Nitya Lila Prashtam Vishnupad, Srishwan Bhakti Pragyan Goswami. They can give more and more superior things than them. And that is Krishna Prem. What is that Krishna? Divided into 5 fractions. And among all these things, Gopi Prem is the highest. They can give this. So you are lucky. I will try to express my all these ideas fully tomorrow, and they will also express their ideas. I'm so happy to hear so good expressions about Gurudev. So I am indebted to them. Or you should daily come and encourage me to praise the mission of Swamiji, my Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaur Pramananda.
They have something very special.
And very tactical.
Maybe.
Krishna Premi.
Coming up.
Happy birthday, dear Gurudev. Happy birthday to you.
Peep, peep.
Hurra!
Arigo!
And many more.
Offer it to Krishna.
Already offered. Now this is remnants, it's all for
all VIP devotees.
A pilot.
What should I
do?
Anyway.
In the middle.
No, the candles are.
Bhagavad Prasad ki
Jai!
Srila Gurudev's Maha birthday cake distribution.
So that's a fire again. Do I do not have to look? Fire?
Yeah, I was going to.